Blog Talk Radio.
At the third verse, but the beatitudes,
Now, Jesus came into the world to bless you. So he began this sermon with blessing. This was the Sermon on the Mount. Acts 3:26 says, unto you first, God having raised up his son, Jesus, sent him to bless you in the turning away, everyone, from your iniquity. So he sent Jesus to bless us, to help us, to be able to give us that strength, give us that knowledge, that love, to turn away from our iniquity. Now, Jesus teaching the Beatitudes, he teaches virtue and value in life. The results of the Beatitudes is blessing and reward. These blessings are not just for certain people, but they for all people. Now, mind you, we know that in the Beatitudes, blessings are happy. But now, don't think that every day, God never told us that every day was going to be a happy day. But we must praise him regardless, because every day is not going to be all happy and all good and all just hunky-dory for us. But we have days that's going to be rough days. See, God, he allowed us to have trials and tribulations. We've got to go through some things because Jesus suffered the bulk of our sins to lighten our load. That's why he was so able to tell us, come unto me, you that are labored and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He has already taken the bulk of our sins. It was not him that sinned, but it was us. But he suffered our sins so that we may live. And when I say live, he means live with God. Not just living on this earth. He wants us to be happy, but see, everybody on this earth is not meant to just be happy. The third verse says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Okay, blessed are those who realize they need to be saved. They need Jesus. Not of a proud spirit, but for the ones that realize the spirit needs to be renewed and is willing to live by God's commandment and be saved. Now, the Beatitudes also was designed to fix the awful mistakes of a blind and carnal world. The blessings are designed to remove the discouragement of the weak and the poor who receive the gospel. Now notice, and all he's saying is that for the ones who are willing to receive his word. See, a lot of us don't receive his word. We hear it, but we don't allow it to saturate us. The word has to get into our spirit. That is the food for the soul, which is the word of God. So reading the Bible and not accepting or receiving the word, if you're not going to receive it, it isn't doing you any good to read it. We read it so that we may be saved. We read it so that we may be filled. We read it so that we will know God and we'll know his son, Jesus Christ, and we will know the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, so the humble of mind and heart, blessed, which means happy, does not mean you are not going to go through anything. We will still go through our trials of life. Is not always easy, but blessed is the man that endure hardship and continue to seek the Lord. See, oftentimes when we're going through hardship, We're going through hard times, and it just don't seem like we're going to ever make it through. But I came to tell you today to just be encouraged in your heart. Though you go through things, while you're going through your trials and tribulation, if you would just remember God, remember that he is our keeper. Remember that he will protect us. Remember that we have to go through things. And once we make it through our trials and tribulation, no matter how hard the trial is, sometimes when we come out of our trials, we don't even realize that we're out of it. And when we think about it and realize, oh, my God, thank you, God, I'm not suffering through that anymore. When you see that you made it through, you will see the blessing that God has for you when you make it through your trials and tribulation. But in order to do that, you have got to be of a meek and humble spirit. Oftentimes, when we're going through things, we tend to get upset with God. Why are we getting upset with God when Jesus took on all of our sins, all the sins, whether they was little, as we call them, a big sin, for sin is sin. Jesus took on all the sins of the world, and not once did he murmur. Not once did he complain. Not once did he say, Father, I don't want to go through this. Because it was important to him that the world, the people of the world should be saved, the ones that received him. Though he took on the sins of every man, woman, boy, girl, in this world, some of us still turn away from him and are still turning away from him, not accepting him, don't want to be saved, want to live the life that they want to live on this earth, not the life that God has given us, laid out in the Bible for us to follow. We doesn't want to follow that life, but we want to do what we want to do. And when we die, we want to go to heaven. What about our lives in that type of setting is fitting for us to go into the kingdom of God? God will not receive us. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. When we are poor in spirit, we are humble in mind. And sometimes even then, we humble ourselves long enough to get out of the situation and go back to doing what we're doing. And don't we know, glory, hallelujah, the suffering we go through will be worse than the first time. Psalms 51:17 says, the sacrifice of God are a broken spirit, excuse me, a broken and a contrite heart. Oh God, thou wilt not despise. See, we do everything that we can think of against the will of God. But do you not know, brother and sister, God don't despise us. He still loves us, still giving us a chance to be saved and to be with him one day. Out of all the things that we do and are doing and have done, God forgive us no matter how bad the sin is, and he forgives us because he loves us. Jesus Christ came to this earth to suffer because he loved us and he loved his Father. He said to his Father, I will go down and redeem man unto you. In other words, I'll go down. I will teach man your way. Glory be to God. I will bless man with the word of God. I will bless man so he will know about the Father. I will bless man by the forgiveness of his sins. I will bless man, glory be to God, with the gift of the Holy Ghost if he's so willing to humble himself and receive it. But when you look at all that Jesus has done for us, and we look at how hard-hearted, how wretched, how ungrateful, unfaithful we are, you have to say, Lord, I thank you. You have to say it, because it was his choice to save us. That he could have just destroyed the whole world. The world is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and they and everything that dwell within it. There is nothing in this earth or in this world that doesn't belong to God. You belong to God, brothers and sisters. But it's your choice. It is your choice. If you so choose to be with God, to be saved, to be humble in spirit, to be of a contrite heart, because look, when we are of a contrite heart, a broken heart, we will receive what God has for us. When you have a broken heart, you are humbly looking for a way to be renewed, to be revived. So we'll give ourselves. We will be humble and, Lord, if you just get me through this, I will be saved. And when we're saying that to God, he know we're just talking, because he know the thoughts in your heart, not just today. He know the thoughts in your heart 20 years from now if he lets you live. You already know what you're going to do. So that's more reason for us to be humble. That's more reason for us to be of a contrite heart, a broken spirit. That's more reason so that we will be saved. Isaiah 15:17 says, for thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwelleth in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite. So the ones that make it to heaven is going to have to be of a contrite heart, a broken heart, a contrite spirit, a broken spirit. You've got to be, because you have to hear the word of God. You got to do what thus say the Lord. You got to do what he says do. We say we want to be with God. We want to live in God's New Jerusalem one day. Then we got to be of a contrite heart. It says, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. You think about it. They that mourn, when you're going through things, when you're sick and don't look like you're going to ever get well, and all you can do is mourn and cry and depend on God. But we have got to be able to, let me go back a second here on the mourning deal. When we mourn sometimes, we don't know why we're mourning. But when we mourn, God understands every word in your mourning. Understand every reason, everything that's on your heart. Because when we mourn to God, the devil don't know what we're mourning about. But God knows it all. You know, there's a song that says, oh my goodness, it flew out the window. But God knows everything. There's a God who knows it all. And it says he rules the world with all power in his hand. So don't think just because Satan wreaks havoc on this earth, don't you think for one second God does not have control, because he has control over everything. And what he let happen will happen. But don't think for one second God don't have control, because he does. See, oftentimes when we mourn, we're suffering and we crying out to God. When we cry out to God in our sickness, in our sadness, even when we're being mistreated, and I know we all have suffered that type of thing, going through being mistreated. When you're being mistreated and you go through so much, especially on your job, you get home and you get in your secret place. Glory, hallelujah. And your spirit begins to mourn to God. Tell God all of that. Glory be to God. That is when we are broken. Glory, hallelujah. When we are broken, that's when we can truly reach God, because we reach in him with everything that is in us, because we know we can't take it anymore. We know we cannot go through this anymore. So we give it to God. If we don't give it to God, we can't make it. Now, blessings on the ones that mourn in reference to their own sin. Your sin, and even going through problems on the work, going through problems when you with your friends, on your job, in the schoolhouse where you're going to school, you're going through stuff. You go, and sometimes, yes, we cause our own sorrow. But don't just be sorrowful, for you shall be comforted. Because God will forgive your sin, because he sees that you are broken and of a contrite heart. When you are broken and of a contrite heart, your prayers go up and it reaches God. You are in the presence of God when you are broken and of a contrite heart, because you pray with your spirit. You pray with everything that is in you. And when we, glory be to God, pray with our spirit, God hears us. He listens to us, because he is a spirit. And we must go to him in spirit and in truth. He sees us that are of a broken heart. That is the time you are praying the most sincerely, because the weight is on you. The weight of what someone has done to you, your sin is upon you. And when you get to that point, even when you sin and you know you are, and when God begins to worry you about it, you can't turn, for your sin is following you. And God is worrying you so bad because he wants you to give it up and pray. When it gets so heavy, at some point, unless you're so hard-hearted that nothing can get to you, then you will turn to God for salvation. Then you will turn to God and ask forgiveness. Glory be to God. Then you will turn to God with your whole heart, with your whole mind, with your whole soul. Glory be to God. You give your all to him when you just can't take any more. And we have to ask God for his forgiveness. Things happen to us. We don't know sometimes if we have sinned to the point that we're suffering through all of this. But regardless, ask God to forgive you for your sins, because your ways is not his ways and your thought is not his thought. Look how much higher God's thought is than ours. See, our thought can't lead this little mind of ours. But God's thought is so much higher. It reaches the heavens and above. He already knows everything that we are going through. But we are so hard-hearted that we don't want to humble ourselves and pray. So God let us suffer to the point that we are broken, and the only thing that we know to do is fall on our knees and pray. Somebody is, our line is open and you're talking. Jeremiah 3:12a. I think I picked up B2. It says, I'm sorry, only acknowledge, 13a and 12b, only acknowledge mine iniquity that thou hast transgressed against the Lord thy God, and I will not cause mine anger, 12b, to fall upon you, for I am merciful, saith the Lord, and I will not keep anger forever. So God is letting us know right there, blessed are they that mourn. He is letting us know right there. We do things that really make him angry sometimes, but he won't let his anger cause him to destroy us. So he is so merciful, he forgives us for our sin. He won't continue to hold anger against us like we do our brothers and our sisters. We get upset with one and we stay mad for 10, 15, 20 years. Why would you send your soul to hell for something so trivial? Pointless. Give it a couple of days, you better forget all about it. That's the way it should be. Don't hold on against anybody. Glory be to God. Sometimes we have to ask forgiveness even when we was not in the wrong. But because we are children of God and we're trying to hold up a standard, then we can't be of a haughty spirit. Even though it hurts some people, it just hurts them to the marrow of their bones to say, I'm sorry. What is so hard about saying, forgive me. I was wrong. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. I didn't mean to do whatever you do to a person. Even if you didn't do anything, you can go to the person and you see they have some kind of crazy out against you. Brother or sister, I'm sorry if I've done anything to you. Please forgive me. Let me know so that it won't happen again. Sometimes we just have to be the bigger one and talk to them and ask forgiveness and try to get them back on the right track. Sometimes when you go and ask the forgiveness of a person that really should have asked you forgiveness, that person will forgive you and go back to talking to you the way they should. And that's one thing you can do to help God's people. Isaiah 61:3 says, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them a beauty of ashes for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called tree of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And I'm going to read that again because I want you to get what Brother Isaiah is saying. And this is the 61st chapter and the 3rd verse of Isaiah. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy. See, God want us to be happy, brothers and sisters. He don't want us to be sad all the time. Yes, we're going to go through things, but in your going through, acknowledge God's graciousness, his goodness, and his mercy. Say, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Yes, we get so down sometimes that our heart, our spirit is just heavy. We can't seem to rise over that. That's when we need to turn to God. Pick up your Bible. I don't care if you don't read one verse, but let that one verse be meaningful to you, that they might be called trees of righteousness. See, all you go through, God wants you to be righteous, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. So God wants us to be righteous in everything that we do, even when you do wrong and don't know it. And when you realize it was wrong, ask forgiveness. Ask God to forgive you. Don't be so hard-hearted that you can't say, Lord, forgive me. Your Father that is in heaven, the one that can destroy and or save your soul. We're looking for salvation. We're not looking for eternal damnation. We're looking for happiness in God's kingdom. If you never have happiness on this earth, continue to look to the hill. Continue to worship and pray. Praise God. Because, see, this earth is not the final resting place. And some of us is not meant to be happy. Some of us just got to be poor all our lives, so we can be happy in Christ Jesus. We'll never be rich. Richness is not for us. Some of us, when we get rich, we turn away from God, we turn away from our family, we turn away from our friends, then we set ourselves up on a pedestal. That's not the will of God. That is not the will of God. Glory be to God. Look at Father Abraham and all that he had. Not once did he lift himself up, but he worshiped and he praised God through it all. He talked to God. He obeyed God. God called him a friend. And glory be to God. Did in his heart what he felt. And he felt God leading him in the path of righteousness. And he accepted it. Oftentimes, God leads us and lead us in a path of righteousness. And we don't want that path of righteousness. We want to go back and enjoy ourselves in the work. Brothers and sisters, what we do in this world, don't you know it is temporal? It is not eternal. So we're seeking eternity. We're not seeking part-time happiness, a short-time happiness. Because one day to God is as 1,000 years. And 1,000 years is as one day. So we're not seeking part-time happiness. We are seeking happiness eternally. We are seeking happiness eternity. We're not looking for just to be happy for a day or two. Because if we live to be 100 years old in our sight of God, it's only a day or two. Matthew 5:5 says, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. The meek. The one that's not rebellious. The ones that's not trying to have everything. The ones that accept what God has put before him. The ones not fighting to try to get more and or be more. The meek. You see, sometimes you see a person just sitting there with their head down. You got somebody over them just cursing them pathetically. But God said, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. You see a person sitting to the side and you just talking about them to everybody. Anyone who would listen. But God said, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. The one don't get rowdy. The one don't rear up. The one that just don't get so upset with you, even though you haven't did nothing and light out and call you everything but a child of God. Blessed they shall inherit the earth. 2 Peter 3:13 said, nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. We, according to his promise. See, Peter can say that because he walked with Jesus. He talked with Jesus. Glory be to God. He even walked on water with Jesus. He said, nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. See, when in God's new heaven and God's new earth, there will be no cursing. There will be no partying unless you pardon praising God. There will be no drinking. There will be no mistreating each other. There will be nobody that's walking around killing people, threatening people. But he promised, look for a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Because everything about God is righteous. There is no unrighteousness in God whatsoever. Whatsoever God do, no matter how we might feel about it, it is righteous because God is righteous. He's holy and he is love. Because we're suffering things, we'll say God don't love us, but yes, he do. He loves you so much you're still breathing. Glory be to God. He loves you so much through all you going through, you're still working. Your children is still just fine. Some of us, your mother and father, still live. I don't care what you're going through. God is a just, a righteous, a loving, and a true God, a God of truth. Glory be to God. Bless all the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Psalms 37:11 says, but the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Glory be to God. You think about it. There is no peace with us right now. Looks like when things going so good, things happen. The Psalm says, but the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The meek will see God. They shall see God. Because they're meek, they're humble, and they trust in God. Glory be to God. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Matthew 5:6, are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Our righteousness is God by our faith. God counts us righteous by our faith. Look at Abraham. His faith, God counted him righteousness because of his faith he had in God. So much faith in God. God said, give me your son. He was going to kill it. And because of the faith that he had in God, he was imputed for righteousness. Look at Brother Job. All the things that he lost, his children, his cattle, everything he lost, even down to soreness, he had to sit in sackcloth and ashes. Job was a rich man, but he lost it all. But he did not give up on God. Because of his faith and his trust in God, God renewed Job, gave him everything that he had and more. Glory be to God. These are people that trust in God, and in their trials and tribulation, they did not give up on God. Whatever we're going through, we cannot afford to give up on God. Sometimes I've heard people say, well, if God loved me, he wouldn't do this. Oh, yes, he would. If his son can suffer, what's wrong with you that you can't? Glory be to God. We've got to go through things. Glory. And we've got to show God our faith, our trust, and our love for him. God sees the things that we go through. And he also sees how we go through it. He sees that we going through stuff and trusting in him, or we going through stuff and complaining and have no trust and no faith in him whatsoever. God see it. Some people think that God can't do it. Brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you that there is absolutely nothing God cannot do, for he thrives in the impossible, because there is nothing impossible for him. All things are possible for God. Yes, it's impossible to us, but it's not impossible for God. And if we got enough faith in God to believe and to trust that he will bring us through, we will find that all things are possible for us when we believe. It is possible through Christ Jesus our Lord. We don't give up. we cannot afford to give up. Romans 1:17 says, "For there is the righteous, for therein is the righteousness of God, revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith." The just, the one that fear God, the just, the ones that love God, the just, the one that believe in God, the just, the one that has faith in God, the just, the one will not let nothing and no one diminish their faith in God. The just. The one that truly loves God and show it day by day. The just. The one that's not afraid to stand up before the enemy and proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ. The just. The one that's not ashamed of God, not ashamed to own them before their friends, before their enemies, before their family. The just. The ones have made up their mind, Lord, I will walk upright before you and I will do your will. Glory be to God. The just. The just. The just shall live by faith. And if we are children of God, no matter what we go through, we should have faith in God. Even if it don't seem like we're going to come out of it, we still should proclaim, open our mouth, and just say, yes, God is going to bring me through it. I trust in him, and I'm going to wait on him in my faith, for I believe in God, and God only do I believe. Glory be to God. So I'm going to stop at the sixth verse. But let us remember the Beatitude. It's meant for us to take heed, take in, and be saved. For God wants us all. Yeah, we are all children of God on this earth. Even when we're in sin, some of us sin so bad don't want to have no part of God, then yes, Satan is your father. But the one that wants God, he's standing, he's waiting, he has his arms wide open. Your sins are already forgiven. Glory be to God. That's how much God loves us. And at this time, I'm going to end this part and I'm going to open up the floor for anyone who have questions, who want to expound, who want to have something to say about something about the word, that have a testimony to show the goodness of God, just whatsoever that you want to do to show God.
Okay, we got a hand up, Sister Mary. We got a hand up. 631-0839. Come on.
Amen. First of all, I want to say, yes, amen. First of all, Sister Mary, and I want to thank you for your wisdom. Humility cultivates a mindset of curiosity and openness, promoting a lifelong pursuit of knowledge, and that is what you have provided to our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And you have taught me so much. First of all, I'd like to ask for a prayer, if I may, a group prayer, a prayer that I can utilize your energy, the energy of your show, the good people, the wonderful, loving souls of your show who listen. I've been through some tough times. I'm an actor. My name's Pete Davidson, and I've been no longer, but I was in the adult business, and I have a scarlet letter on me, Sister Marion.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not proud of my past, but I've been forgiven. Amen. And I forgive those as well. But Sister Marion, because of my profession and what I've done, the scarlet letter I speak of, it's a psychological, it's affected me psychologically. I feel like I've been cursed by the devil, and I'm going to tell you what it is. Because of the line of business I was in, I unfortunately have large genitalia, and every woman knows about it, and people only know me for that. They make fun of me for that.
Are you still there? Are you still there, Pete Davidson?
I think my brother shut him down. I think Brother Dog shut him down. He started out one way. One thing I tell you about Brother Dog too, is that he keeps his hand on the mute button, because we get those calls sometimes, and if they start talking crazy, my brother will get them out of there. Some of those that don't know Brother Dog as well, they may think they know him. Dog truly takes this gospel service seriously. It's not a game with him.
He's very serious.
The knucklehead, I didn't cut him out. I'm thinking he was being sincere.
Yeah.
Then he come in with this.
Right.
Sorry about
that. I caught it.
As soon as I caught it.
Well, you know what? We're going to leave him in the hands of the Lord. So at this time, the floor is still open. And thank you, Brother Dog. Thank you, Brother D.
See you there. I was saying, a lot of them may think it's a joke, but Brother Willie Watson, that we know as Dog, he takes this gospel service to the heart. He's truly serious about it. And when you're serious about it, you'll find that you line up with the word a lot easier. You'll find yourself coming out of the world and coming over on the Lord's side. Sometimes it may take a little time. It may seem like it's not going like you want it to go, but if you just stay serious about God's word, it'll light up a lot better. I hope you all can hear me. I'm doing so much better, but yet I'm still stopped up. I feel better. I tell you that much. My head don't feel like a basketball anymore.
We hear you loud and clear.
Amen. I just want you all to know that. So if you call the service, and you're calling for some interruption, you're not going to hurt us. You're hurting yourself, because see, God knows our heart, and He knows your heart.
Amen.
So when you call with that, Brother Watson is going to get you out of here. And God has gave him a very quick trigger finger, and we just thank God for him. See, I'm sitting there listening to you, and you know how sometimes you read over things 1,001 times. And this is why I tell people, no man knoweth the word, because God will truly just drop knowledge on you of his word in different increments. And I've been through the Beatitudes many times in my life, but I'm sitting here today and I'm looking at it. And as you was reading, I'm sitting there looking at it, and it says, verse 8 says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. You know, these are the things you should want to line yourself up with. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Now, I can stop right there, too. You know, I don't have to have any more if I just take those three. Blessed are the pure in heart. This is what we'll see. When Monty had given you blessed out of pure in heart, sister and brother, she know through knowing God herself that doesn't mean you must live a perfect life and you'll never sin again. Aren't you glad that God know you a sin? You should be. I know I am. I'm so glad that I know that I know that I know that the Lord knows that I will sin again. But at mm-hmm. the same pace, I'm quadruply glad that the Lord knows I won't do it purposely. So with him knowing I won't do it purposely, now when I go to him in prayer and ask for forgiveness for my sin, hell, he hear my prayer. He hear my prayer then. See, because I'm not a practicing, thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm not a practicing Lord sinner. And God hear my prayer. I thank God again for the word today. I thank him for the word. I thank him for having a saved auntie that would come in when I was a little down and needed some help on the service. Brother Tim was with me, and he asked me a question. He said, "Brother Eden, what we going to do?" And I called my auntie, and she said, "I'd be more than glad to come in with you." Brother Tim said, "There's a ram in the bush. You ought to be glad that God has a ram in the bush for you. And if you don't believe it, just call on him. Call on him. Whatever you might need, whatever you're standing in need of, God has it already gift wrapped for you. All you got to do
That's
is just give it over
That's
to him.
Right.
In the name of Jesus. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Again, T, thank you for the word. Thank God for the blessing. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So if there is no other, we're going to just say whisper a word of prayer, and we definitely want to ask God to bless that young man that came home, because it's not me he was coming up against. He was trying to come up against the Spirit of God.
Amen.
And against God, there is no winning.
There's no win.
Glory
Thank you,
God.
Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. Amen.
Father God, right now in the name of your Son, Jesus. Father God, we thank you for this day again. We thank you for your blood that you keep us covered with each and every day of our lives. Father God, we thank you for Brother Dog, for the lookout that he continues to do during this service, during this time. We just thank you, Father God, that he perceives when someone coming in with the wrong spirit. And me and my mind, Lord, I'm always looking for righteousness. Father God, I thank you for it, God. Thank you for my nephew who also stands and listens out
to help set the tears.
Father God, we thank you for it. Father God, we just thank you for your grace and for your mercy. Father God, we thank you for waking us up this morning. Father God, we thank you for blessing, Father God, and being God all by yourself.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Glory be to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we just hate to cut that prayer off, but what I'm going to do, I'm going to cut it off. I do have a hand up, and I did say when your hand up, I stop and I'll come back. And you never know why someone just want to speak now. The person that has your hand up, brother or sister, the floor is open.
I just want to say God bless this show and bless the speakers and everything. And I just wanted to let you know that I've been listening. And I want to change something. I want to do one of the dog numbers today. I want to ask you something. Just been on my mind, and I've been listening at which, and it's amazing that you were talking about this today. When I was in my younger days.
Who am I talking to, please?
This brother Fane.
Brother Fane.
This brother Fane.
Oh, brother, I'm sorry. I didn't recognize the voice.
Yeah,
okay, go ahead.
It's okay. It's okay. I was sitting back, and I was thinking, and I said, it's just been puzzling. I've been trying to do the numbers and figure it out. I remember back in the day when I was coming up, and my kids were growing up and everything. You know, we didn't think. You know, my first born was a baby, and, we didn't handle our money like we supposed to. Man, we was young when we got married. And, I'd be looking at the bills, and I used to wonder, just say I made $1,000 that week, and my bills came up to be $1,500. And, I'm just using a number. And the bills still got paid.
Amen.
I just want you to.
Amen.
I just wanted to. You already met B. I already feel it, man.
Amen.
And I'm saying, the numbers. I'm on paper.
What do you do?
What do you do? It don't
what do
make
do?
Sense.
You,
I can't.
You know,
and it didn't happen one time. It seemed like it happened over
all
and over all the time, and I didn't even ask for it. I didn't ask, I didn't sit there and pray, saying, God, help me with these bills and everything. It's like I was, I was just, it's just like, and I just want to put that on there and ask you, I'm going to be short. I just wanted you to explain, so give me a little knowledge of that, Sister Mary. I mean, I just wanted to bring that to your attention. And
that's a blessing that. Because when we have the money we have to us is a little and we can't make it. But do you not know God takes a little money and stretch it? And you're wondering, how did I make ends meet? And you know within yourself you didn't do it. Right, brother friend? It was God.
Yes, ma'am.
It was God. And it's funny because that you came on with that, because my daughter was telling me today. She said, Mama, right now she's not working. She hates not working. But she's pregnant, and it hurts her to work the job she was doing, so she had to quit. But brother Finn, she gets her money every month without a job. God put somebody there to give her every dime of her rent, not only her rent, but every bill she has to pay.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
nothing
ma'am.
But Jesus. And she often tells me, Mama, I remember you teaching, you know? And God watches out for us when we have faith and believe in him. It is your faith that God is stretching your money. You think you got $100 and you go and buy $200 or $300 worth of food. And you be like, how did I do that? God is able. And I thank God for that, Brother Fanos. I thank God for your testimony. That is truly a testimony all by itself.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. That's wonderful. You know what? You got something to praise God for. Thank you for opening up and acknowledging God.
Yes, ma'am.
You truly got something to praise him for.
All right. Amen. I have a blessed day.
Thank you. You too. Is that anyone else?
You know what, Steve? I thought about something when my brother started talking. It's the song that I fell in love with. I wish I knew who sing it. But she starts out by saying she don't know how. She don't know when. She don't even know where. She said, but one thing I do know, God gonna fix it. And I thought about that song with Brother Fans. I thought, God will fix it. My fans said the bills come out to be like 15. You know, like I found. But some way, look at him work. And see, and that's what I mean when I tell people, the Bible says he won't put no more on you than you can bear. But I heard Reverend Frank Ray say something, I fell in love with it. He said, he won't put no more on you than you can bear. But he'll put more on you to show you that he'll bear it for you. So he wants to bear your cross for you. He wants to bear your burden for you. He'll put more on you in the name of Jesus. Won't he do it? If you think he won't do it, I promise you, all you got to do is just be out on your knees and have a little talk with him and watch God work it out for you. He'll work it out for you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
God,
amen.
You keep that faith, brother, man, God letting you know he's working in your favor.
Yes, ma'am.
That is a blessing. I truly thank God for you all listening every week. And I thank God for each and every one that come on every week.
So we thank God for you and as well.
Amen. Because, you know, I'm a firm believer. When I say God got a word for you, I believe he got a word for you. You know, and I thank God for that. Because I didn't really get around to studying today. By the time I picked up my grandbaby and came back home, I sit down and went to sleep. I said, oh, my God. But you know, God already had the message playing out what I was going to see.
Yes.
And I thank God for it. I said, he don't leave us. When he said, I won't leave you, won't forsake you.
Amen.
He won't leave us and he won't forsake us.
Amen.
We just got to believe. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
And I thank God for Brother Fan and that in that testimony.
Yes.
And that just shows you how God gives you an increase when you don't even know He's giving it to you. Brother Sam wondering, how did I say this if I didn't have the money?
So he truly, I tell you, that's a blessing, brother fan. And you know something, see, I've never seen my brother face to face. We've never met. But see, when God is in the plan, there's nothing man can do. There's just nothing he can do. We had a brother that the Lord called home.
Yes, sir.
And before he left us, before he left us, he made sure that Brother Fan and Brother D became brothers. Once we became brothers, he felt like his job was done. He felt like his job was done. And now I find myself sometime I call Brother Fast Bright, heard from you. He'll call me, brother. He ain't talked to you. I just want to call and check on you. What God? It make your soul cry. Hallelujah. You ought to tell God, thank you.
Thank you,
Lord.
Amen. Jesus. I truly can say I thank God for you, Brother Fan, and for Sister Fan.
Yes.
Because I know when I come on Wednesday night, I just know you two are here.
Amen.
All the time.
Amen.
And I thank God for that. Amen. It's a blessing. Because, you know, no matter what we do, we all can use the support. And I thank God for that.
Amen.
That's why I pray blessings on Brother Dog all the time, because he's always looking out.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Always looking out.
Yes,
Lord. Okay, if that would be all, are there any more hands? Okay. If that would be all, we're going to close out in prayer. Father God, we thank you again for this day, for your blood. Father God, we thank you for being so good to us, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for your Son, Jesus Christ, who hung, bled, and died for us. We thank you, Lord, for this message on today, for each and every one, Lord, that came out today to hear the word on today. Father God, we ask you to bless them, Father God. Bless their family. Father God, keep your love and protective arms around them. Keep them covered in the blood of Jesus. Father God, touch each and every one. Touch their needs. Bless their needs, whatsoever it might be, God. You know, Father God, and we ask you to bless them in the name of Jesus. If there's a sickness among anyone on this land, Father God, anyone that in their family, Father God, we ask you to touch them here right now in the name of your Son, Jesus. For you said to ask, Father God, and then you said, Jesus, you said, whatsoever I do, you can do this work in greater ones. Jesus, you walk this earth healing, Father God. Father God, and I trust God, and I have faith to believe, Father God. Father God, if we just only believe you, that we'll be healed from any sickness, any disease that we may have. Father God, and I thank you, and I praise your holy name. Father God, and I ask you to go into the hospital rooms and the nursing home, Father God. Go into the highways and the byways, Father God. Somebody needs you. Father God, bless the homeless. Bless the sick and needy in the hospital room, Father God. Test the doctors and the nurses, God, in your holy name. Father God, we know you even then. Father, we ask you to touch our family, each and every one of us. Father God, you made us. You know all about us. Father God, if we have a family that's gone astray, God, bring them back in. Father God, and the ones that are saved, Father God, bless them, Father God, to keep a love and protective arms around each other. To protect and get their family saved, because we're seeking, Lord, we're searching, and we want to be with you, God. We're seeking eternal life, God. Father God, and we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for the word. Father God, we thank you for the testimony from Brother Fan. Father God, we ask you to continue to bless God. Father God, because you know the needs of your people. Father God, we thank you, Lord. Father God, and we will forever praise your holy name. In Jesus' name. Just praying all prayers, I ask you in the name of your Son, Jesus, I pray. Amen and thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So we thank God for this day. And I just want to announce, be with us again on next Wednesday night, same time, same channel. As always, God has a word for you. Also on Tuesday night, Brother D and his gospel hour, same time, same channel. God has a word for you. God just wants us to come unto him. Get the word. And not only get it, tell somebody about it. Tell somebody about it. Glory be to God. And I thank God again for this message. Thank God for Brother D and all the support that he gave me. Brother Dawg and all of his support. And again, as always, I just like to always thank God for Brother Dawg for where he's came from and where he is right now. The discernment that he has. See, when I don't pick up on something, because I'm always looking for the good, he already knows what's going on. And I thank God for that. I thank God for him allowing us to do this service and get God's word out. Because it's important that everybody hear the word of God. It's important for everybody to want to be saved and to be saved. Glory be to God for God standing with outstretched arms. Waiting for us to come. He said, I'll never leave you, and I won't forsake you. He never leaves us, even when we're in our worst of times, when we're out there not thinking about him. He don't leave us because he's standing with outstretched arms for us to turn around and come unto him. So I just thank God. I thank God for all things. And at this time, I'm going to turn the service into the hands of Brother Dawg.
Sister Mary, that knucklehead that came on and tried to interrupt the services. Now, he had to be an intelligent person because he knew who he was. He gave us some good praise. Mm-hmm. He started off like he was really genuine. Why do you think somebody...
He really did.
Let me finish my question, Sister Mary. Why would you think he would listen to that and recognize all that and then come on with the foolishness that he was trying to come on here with? Why do you think that, Sister Mary?
That's the work of the devil, Brother Dawg. Anytime Satan sees what he can get in and disrupt things, that's what he does. He's going to take every avenue that he can. If you give him a crack, he's going to come in. And I thank God for you, Brother Dawg, for you recognizing what he was trying to do.
Oh yeah, me and Brother we got a spotter sense for that kind of stuff. We automatically know. When he first said, what you call him?
Remember?
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
Come on, D.
No, I was going to say, remember this, dog. Satan don't have no time limit on when he attacks. So I say that because, like you said, he had to have been listening. He was calling her name too easy. He knew her name and knew what her service is about, which means that lets me know that he didn't just come today. He's been playing it. And that's how Satan does. Satan plans his attack. A lot of times he plans his attack. But like I said earlier, and I say again, thank God for giving Brother Dog a quick trigger finger. He looks for it. He hope it don't come, but when it do come, he's right there to cover.
He's right there.
Sister Mary, like Brother D said, on time guard. Any other time, I might have not been monitoring the channel at that
time. That's right. Because normally he at the racetrack, busy with the car.
I'm at the racetrack now. Yeah, but I'm saying just at that moment, Lord, why was I, you know, I was there to hear. I got him. That's just how he works.
God knew where you need to be and when you need to be there.
Exactly. That was what Brother Fan was saying.
And Sister Mary, whether you know it or not, like Brother D said, Brother Fan is one of the guys that keep this service going because, God willing, he's on here every time we open up. And like I said, he was one of the rowdy guys at first. He was rowdy, him and Brother D. I thought if they had met each other in person, I think they'd have been throwing down fighting now. But then they came on around just to show you how God works. They came out to be good friends, get to be talking. And
Brother
Fan can always, it seems like he just can always say something to mellow me out to keep me going. And there's people like Brother Fan and Sister Fan that keep me going even when everybody else is going against me and talking. I can talk to them and it's just something they say that make me feel good as long as one person is getting something out of it. Sister Gina, always on here. Sister Gina always on here.
Emily
had to work today, so she said if she can get a break, she can get on. But she had to work, so she know if she wasn't on here, I'd be checking. She knew I was gonna get on her, so but she did text me and said, you know, they got her working.
They got a hand on that
on,
one.
She texted me because she knew I was gonna get on there. But I'm just trying to say, overall, I'm just glad these services does something. And Brother D done said it before, which that people might not want to hear, but he's. Don't kill the messenger. Just listen to the word. Don't kill the messenger. Listen to the word. And he said, if you can just help one person, if we help one person, Sister Mary, we done did our job. We done did our job.
Amen.
So,
amen.
That was my little time I had to talk. If y'all got anything, come on with it right quick.
And what you said was great. What you said was needed to be said for me and for Brother Finn, for Brother D, and for everybody that is listening, for the ones that come on every week, if I don't call your name one week, just know when I say bless everybody, you are truly included, truly. I appreciate each and every one that come on every week. I'm not high-minded. I try to be as meek and lowly as I can be because I'm speaking the kingdom of God. And I thank God for Brother Dog's help, his discernment. He got a lot of his discernment are better than some saints. And I thank God for that.
Well, okay, Sister Man, we got no more hands up, and I just appreciate you. A good sermon I heard most of today without being interrupted, but, you know, like I said, I'm out here doing what I got to do in two different places. But as long as you put the word out and the people are listening, we're in good shape and we're in good hands. God bless you, your family, and hope everything go good. I'm glad to see Brother D is doing better. He'd be doing better if he took some advice and stopped trying to always be on and go ahead and get his rest and get on over with them. Because I ain't never remember him to be that sick before. I ain't never known him to be that sick before.
But you know what, bro, dog? I don't be bothered much, but you know, when it get a hold to me, it get me. But, I feel so much better today. I promise you, I feel so much better today. It still got me a little stopped up, but I feel 300% better. My head felt like it was the size of an oversized basketball, man.
All right, with that being said, Sister Mary, your duties have been done. Go ahead and take care of them grandbabies and babies, and God bless you. That's all I can say. Have a good one, Sister Mary.
Thank you, and God bless each and every one of you all. Have a nice evening.
All right. You know, I'm going to close y'all up, Brother Fan and Brother D. I'm closing y'all up. All right, kid, I see you out there. If you got anything y'all want to do today, you know how we do it on Wednesday. If y'all want to keep it going, we can. If you, I ain't gonna ask Brother D to keep on going, because if he do, he want to talk all night, and he's still going to be sick. The more he talk, the most congested he get, because I know I've been like that too. When I do get them colds, boy, the more you talk, the more congested you get. Keith, I see you out there. Keith, hit the one button if you got anything. If anybody else out there got anything, y'all hit the one button, and we'll talk a little bit. Oh, yeah, we got another lock-in today. I mean, a lock-in last night, if y'all didn't know, it was out the duty hours. Keisha going up against Josh Lowe. Going to be this Saturday. They're going at it this Saturday at D&D race.
10:00.
Yeah, they're going at it. They're going to each other again. So they got another one. And I don't know why them D&D boys ain't on here to holler and say something, though. But, you know, we're going to be down there in Steele, Alabama this weekend. The two big ones on Friday. Deja Vu going up against, Memphis Gangster.
Memphis Gangster.
Bobby ain't been talking none this week yet, Memphis Gangster. And he also, Ivan Aaron after that, he's going up against Ricky Stanbrough and the boys in Salty B. So that's worth the price of admission right there.
He might be on left Memphis, you know.
Uh-oh. All I know is, kid, it's going to be something there. What you got going, kid? They reconfirmed today, kid. At Coil's out the window. They said he sold it for a healthy price.
Yeah, I saw. Yeah, I got a post earlier today. Yeah. Oh well, another one bites the dust. They said.
Hey, the money he got for it, you couldn't blame him, kid. The money he got for it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But you know what, kid? Somebody just asked me while I was at the racetrack today, just today, just not long ago, asked me why all these tracks closing up. And I tried to tell everybody. They didn't want to hear my answer because I seen it coming. Ain't no tracks making no money unless they got grudge races. Whether you like us or not, or whether you like, I'm going to say us, when I say because the majority of it should be black folk. But, I mean, it ain't just black folk. But if you ain't got a testing tool and open grudge, you ain't going to make no money. Bracket races don't make no money. Don't, you know, bracket races don't make money. They come to get money. You open them old gates up, if you got a good crowd and treat them kind of good and let them act kind of stupid, that's where the money is right there, kid, because you ain't got no payout. All you got to do is open the gates. Just got to semi-try to control the crowd. Yeah.
You mentioned that. Now, what about at them bracket races when them guys are spending $300 and $400, you know, come in with their rigs and shit and race for this kind of money that's
put up? You got to remember. That's them big bracket races with sponsors. The money's paid by sponsors. Now, if they don't do that but once a year, once, twice a year, the track still can't afford to stay open. Because most of that money is not paid by the track. Most of all them big million-dollar races and all that are paid by sponsors. Yeah, the bracket races pay a bunch of money to get in it, but they odds to them getting it. It's just like in a shootout, kid. They got good odds to winning money, putting up little money. So they're going to do it. I don't blame them. So that, yeah, you right about that part of it, but that ain't making the track no money.
Per se,
to keep operating, that's what I mean. So you're like right now, just like the track I'm at on Wednesday night, all they do is open the gates up. They got no payout. But if they pack this money, if they pack it, shit, kid, they done made a lot of money to probably pay the rent for a couple of months.
Yeah.
So, you know, whether they like it or not, our dollars mean a lot. And when I say ours, because like I said, when you say Grudge Rest, it's mostly black-oriented, even though we got everybody involved in it. It's basically originated around the black folk, if you really want to be honest with you. I'm just calling it like I see it, but don't get me wrong. We got plenty of Caucasian brothers in there, but when you say Grudge Race, the first thing you think about is black when you first think about it. You can look at it now, kid. Even them street outlaws done faded out. I mean, you got not they get more races at the No Prep races now than they do at the Street Outlaws now. So, No Prep is just kind of a hot thing right now. Cause the Street Outlaws don't even get the billing they used to get.
Okay, now what's really the difference between Street Outlaws and No Prep?
Yeah. Okay. Look at the back. You see that bag? That package back there, that's for you. That's for my deal, right?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. You got it? All right. I saw you walk up there. I was reaching for my pistol. I'm going to do something to your ass.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Man.
Yeah. Well, now, a kid, technically, they ain't no, like I said, they mixing in with it, but I'm trying to say, no prep is the shit now, though, and they ain't got to spend all that money for that damn glue and shit.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, that's my little commentary. Somebody come in and help.
Okay.
Come on, kid.
Okay, now, there was another thing that you mentioned. You mentioned glue. Now, a lot of people I've heard, you know, they talk about tracks ain't putting down glue and this and then the other. But what about if these guys were to pitch in and buy glue and let the track owners or whoever, you know, put it down at their own discretion?
Now, kid,
think anything wrong with that?
That's a good idea. Yeah, that's a good idea, kid, but I'm going to say bullshit. I'm going to say bullshit on that because my point is if I got to pay the race, then they ought to pay the prep the track like they're supposed to. So I'm going to say bullshit on that one, kid. Let me show what I mean, too, in another way, kid. Kids, you might come in there and pay to put out the prep. I might say, the hell with it. I don't give a damn if you prep it or not. So if you pay to prep it and I come on there and run on it and I don't pay, then I'm over, you know, because you can't make everybody pay for that shit. Plus, everybody don't need no premium prep. Everybody don't need premium prep.
Right, that's true. That's true.
So I'm just being a worst-case scenario guy, kid. What you're saying makes sense. But if you're just going to do it and think some of the people are going to pay and some ain't, that ain't going to go good either because as soon as I find out kid didn't pay, then I'm going to start saying something to kid or vice versa, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And kid might not give a damn whether you put in the glue down or not because kid running slicks or kid running a 7-second car, he don't give a damn. As long as the track there, he can go down it. He don't care.
Yep.
So come on, I got to answer everything. I got a few more minutes to talk because it's hot out here. I'm taking me a damn break. I ain't going out there in that heat right now. So they can kiss my butt. They'll find me. I don't care. Either one they want to do.
I heard that.
Yeah.
Y'all in Darlington, huh?
Yeah, I'm out in Darlington. We got some guys doing some undercover testing. I'm not at liberty to tell about what they're doing, but we got some undercover testing going on out there. And some people getting a little nervous about this week coming up. That's all I'm going to say, kid. Some people getting real nervous about this week coming up at that rumbling.
They are. That undercover testing, that wouldn't be the initial TMR, is it?
I ain't called no names, but you real smart, ain't you, kid? Damn, kid. What the hell you done did, man? You done took some smart pills or something, kid?
Yeah, I took my smart pills today.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we got some undercover testing going on, kid. That's all I got to do.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
And that means that if anybody's still testing, you know what that means. They ain't ready or they don't like what they done already seen, kid.
Didn't like that time slip that they got.
Oh, yeah. Time slip.
Yeah, I was brought up in the olden days. They said that goddamn track kills. You might not want to see that ticket that you're getting.
That's right. You ain't saying that wrong yet, kid. You ain't saying that wrong, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Y'all, anybody else jump in there? Me and Kid ain't the only one on here. Let me see how many people on that day. It's a Wednesday. You know, Wednesday is usually ain't the day. Unless something really going on. Bobby Cole ain't been around. I was worried about him. I had to call to make sure he was dropped off. We got 82 people on here. We got 82
man,
people
Bobby,
on here on a Wednesday.
Shit. Bobby Cole hustling. He on a mission. No goddamn well. He got a job to do
like
on the weekend.
It ain't like Bobby not to even come check in and say hello or something. Kiss his brother.
He got a job to do. His hands full.
Let me see. I see all y'all joking. Everybody on me just listening, kid. I ain't got much time to keep talking because I'm there. You know me. I get off this thing and might go live if anything go on down there. But ain't nothing really going. Oh, I know where I was. Hey, Gina Epps. Gina Epps, hit the one button. Gina, hit the one button if you can hear me, Gina. I know you're still on here, but, you know, you might be like the mother people. They just got their numbers on there. They ain't talking. A question came up on the back line today. They wanted a woman to answer. And I know Gina, she's a respected woman in the community. And I'm going to finish it.
Good people.
Hey, Gina, how you doing, Gina?
I'm just fine. How about yourself?
All right. We was on the back line today, and the question came up. The question came up, Gina, if and they wanted to know if you as a woman, Gina, you can speak from your personal experience or you can speak general. I don't care how you speak. They said if you my woman, Gina, and you caught me cheating, per se, you caught me cheating, would our relationship ever get, would the trust ever be back to 100%? Give me your answer for my woman's part.
No. Definitely not.
Huh? Thank you.
Definitely not.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You might forgive me. We might get along for 30 years, but you'll never trust me 100%, right?
No, because I'll never forget it.
You didn't have to ask Gina that. I could have told you that. Shit.
Kid. Did you hear what I said?
Yeah.
They wanted to hear it from a woman. If you're a woman, I could have asked.
Oh, okay.
They said they wanted to hear it from a woman.
Okay.
Kid might be one of them cross-dressers.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
He might be. But, Gina, guess what I tried? I tried to give them some knowledge. They laughed at me because, they didn't want to listen. But I tried to tell them, Gina, damn near 80% of the relationships out there today, you was already seeing somebody else when you met the person you with now. So basically you were cheating when we met each other. We was cheating when we met.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of people know you may stay with them, but you're never going to forget it, and you're not going to ever have complete trust in them.
I try to tell them that. I try to tell them, y'all might get along for 30 years, 35 years, 40 years, but soon as something go wrong, he ain't where he's supposed to be. He come in late. She come in late. It's going to come right back to her. Oh, you out there cheating.
It's going to come right back in the face.
Right. Kids, you got anything to say about that, kid?
I got another question for you, though.
Go ahead.
What if you caught your old lady at a motel with a man? Would you want to fight him or would you get on her behind?
Uh-oh. Good question.
Are you asking me? Because I'm not a man.
No, Jenna. I was asking Doug.
Oh, well, you know what? See, I'm the wrong person to ask, kid. Let me tell you why. I done been through all this and stuff, and I'm kind of hardcore. But this is what I would say. This is what I would say now, if I'm going to ask generally, to keep anybody from getting messed up. If I caught my old lady at the hotel with a man, unless he's down there tying her down, raping her or something, me, I ain't going to do a damn thing because that's what she wants to do. If that's what she wants to do, then why jump on him if he's supposed to do it? And so why go there and jump on him or kill her? And then I still go to prison or go whatever. And if I don't kill her or whatever, they still going to be out there doing the same shit. And I'm going to be locked up. So that's all I do is just...
Right.
Just walk away.
Yep. A lot of men would do shit like that. I'm not going to have no confrontation with him. I'm going to get on her behind. Because if you didn't try to call the police and report you had been kidnapped or...
But you get it without a knowledge, Gina?
I do have my TV on. I go on mute.
I got noise, too. But, kid, I'm gonna say this in, too, though. You know, they got that law about a crime of passion. Now, I say that now, but you never know what happened if you was to run up on it, though. You never know how you might feel if you just run up on it.
Yeah.
So,
you're right about that.
Me sitting back now, I can answer. If I answer now, just sitting back like I am now, I wouldn't do nothing. I'd walk away. Because either way it go, somebody's going to get in trouble. And like I said, if you don't kill him or her or whatever, you're going to go to prison or they're going to still do it anyway. I mean, you're going to do it. That's the thing about a relationship, a man or a woman. They're going to do what they're going to do regardless. Don't care how good she is to them or how whatever. If they want to cheat, they're going to cheat. That's just human nature.
Yep.
Now, anybody else want to chime in on that and have a different perspective of that? Hit the one button. You don't know. You might help somebody out there. Because there's somebody that's listening right now that's out there getting cheated on or think they're getting cheated on. So hit the one button. We might be able to help you. We just had prayer service. We might be able to do the real stuff for you. We might had a devil service. This might be the devil service. I don't know. Y'all talk. I got a few more minutes to talk. Anybody else want to hit the one button and chime in? Kid, what would you do, kid?
What would I do?
Yeah.
Give her a cheeseburger and tell her to keep on. Make sure y'all try to go to McDonald's because you ain't getting nothing else here.
y'all don't want me to get a professor. Hold on a minute. Brother Fan, you still out there, Brother Fan? I'm going to get Brother Fan in trouble. Brother Fan. Brother Fan might not be
here. Yeah, I'm still here.
Brother Fan.
I'm still here.
Did you hear that?
Yes, sir.
Did you hear this conversation we got going on, Brother Fan?
Yeah, I heard.
let me hear from a Miller brother. What would you do, Brother Fan? What would you do, Brother Fan? Or you don't want to
answer? I try. Give me a second. Just give me a second. Let me listen a little more.
That damn brother D just can't stick. He just cannot.
I know he wants to come in. He's sick. Let him come in.
Yeah, I want to. He cannot stop these damn conversations. I done told that knucklehead boy. What, D?
Well, dog, I really do feel better today. Let me say this. You being myself, should truly be glad that you have a brother that care enough about you, look out for you when you're too dumb to look out for yourself. Love you, brother. Really love you. But I'm going to say this. One of my racing boys, racing friend of mine, his uncle had that situation come up with him. He was on his way out, and she was on her way in. We got this place here back in the 80s. In the early 90s, it was famous, called the Sportsman Inn over on Cicero.
Oh, man.
And he said, he said, as he was walking down the walkway, mm-hmm. and he noticed there was his wife coming towards him.
Mm-hmm.
So he walked back. He didn't say nothing. He walked past her. And they kept walking. He said, but after he took a few steps past her, so he turned around and grabbed her. And he told us, listen, I done wrong, but two wrongs don't make no right. So the guy she was with attempted to say something. He told us, listen, man, I don't have no beef with you yet. Let's not make it a murder. And said, dude turned and walked away. And that happened at least 30, somewhat longer than that, because my son is 30. That happened over 36 years ago. And mm-hmm. to my understanding, they are still together to this very day.
Right. Hey, kid, watch this here. Oh, thank you, big honey. Thank you, big honey.
I'm on me.
No, but like I said, that's a good question now, kid, and we can sit here and answer it because we done got older now. But back in the day, I mean, we probably went in there and shot up the damn whole place, man, back in the day probably. Right now, we think a little bit more because we're a little bit smarter. But like I said, all depends.
Right.
Spur of the moment, you don't know what you might do.
Yeah, that is true.
That's why it's a hard question. That's why it's a hard answer. That's what I was laughing about, because if that happened to me, if you know somebody's doing something and you have a feeling, you might be telling yourself as you go. Like Dog just said, when I was younger, I always put all my heart in everything. And then when you were dating in school, you get your heart broken enough, then you say,
mm-hmm.
man, so you look at everybody as, now, see, I love this woman, but she could be.
Mm-hmm.
It's a possibility. And, you know, it stays in the back of your head no matter how strong and how many times you lie to yourself. You'll be in the back of your
that's
head.
That's what I mean by you'll never be trust 100%. Yeah, trust
you'll
me
never.
Back there, always, yeah. No, never.
No matter how much you lie and say it is, it'll never, ever be there. They made it. They can make it work. True enough, like Brother B said.
Yeah.
But if something flare up, it could be a smell, the cologne smell that this man smelled like when he walked
perfume.
By her. The perfume that she was wore when she was cheating on him. It could be the way she wore her that night, and he saw
mm-hmm.
her with that red dress on or whatever. Man, that's something that you can put it back, but it always
that's
be taking that cross.
That's a trigger. That's a trigger.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You don't know what my trigger. And that might come back with, like I said, with that crime of passion. That crime of passion. You might be thinking level headed, but at the time it hits you, you don't know. You might have just been in a bad situation. Brother, he done lost all his money out there knowing he ain't been in shooting dice. He done lost all his money shooting dice.
Oh, man, not the light bill money.
Yeah. It might hit you at the wrong time. But no, that was a serious question that we was talking about on the background.
Sure, right.
I was trying to explain it to them, but of course they wanted to make a mockery out of it. And they said they wanted to have a woman there. They wanted to see what a woman answer was. But, you know, like I said, I done been through it. Just like people ask me, if you get divorced, would it kill you? Divorce to me, I laugh at a divorce now because I done had five of them. I done been through five of them. So, you know, but somebody else, if they even just have a separation, it might kill them, just a separation. You know, it all depends on
that's right,
what you done been through life. Huh?
Hey, dog.
Just a couple of days ago, I had a news flash come across my phone. I think he was 20 or 21, and she was 20 or 21. He put an air tag on her car, in her car somewhere.
Uh-huh.
The girl found it and took it off. He went right down the street from where I parked my truck at on 93rd and Western and killed her. Went to her job and killed her.
Damn.
Now, what are you putting
the
air tag on her car
for?
So he could track her.
Mariano's, yeah.
At the Mariano's, right. He put the air tag on her so he could track her. She took it off.
Man,
so he who knows what direction his mind was going in. A zillion and one ways at one time. It all of them was bad.
Right.
But I didn't kill a girl.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, look here.
That's why you said
you
just
device.
Don't know.
Y'all hold up. Let me throw something in there. Somebody just text. Y'all hold up. Somebody just text me or something, and they make the sense. They said back then, a whole lot of women was messing around just like men because look how many back in the day, how many out of wedlock kids they got compared to today.
Mm-hmm.
They had more out of lock than today. So throw that in there and talk about it, y'all. Throw that in there.
Well, I was always told as a kid coming up that women was always smarter than men at sneaking around. It wasn't doing it. They were just smarter than men were.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
That's what I was always told as a kid.
Right.
That's what I heard as a kid coming up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You didn't start to make getting sick because you didn't start slipping on. I told you.
Yeah,
The more you talk, it comes back on you. It comes back on you.
Well, you know, it's like I said a few minutes ago. It's good to have a brother that'll look out for you when you're too dumb to look out for yourself.
Yeah,
so I'm going on mute. I'm about to get in the bed.
Yeah, but also they said, what about these guys out here now? We got these young guys, but these are younger team to me. They go out there, they break up with a woman, and they go back and kill a woman when they break up with them because they don't want nobody else to be with them. What about them kind of people, man? That's going on a lot of them, baby.
Well, they was messed up from childbirth.
Mm-hmm. You think so, Keith? What you got about that, brother fan? This is brother fan or Gina. Y'all can talk about this because it might help somebody.
I agree. I think to somebody like that got some type of other issue. It ain't just the breakup from the woman. I believe, like kids say, something else is going on in their mind. And these kids nowadays, that's just like they say, we used to whoop the kids. And now if you whoop a kid, and you're going to have to get shot by the mother or shot by the kid. You know, if you over there playing basketball in somebody's house and you do something wrong, you was able to. Nowadays, these kids are a whole different breed than what we was back in the day. These kids are so advanced and everything. And that, to them, they might see a game that what they were playing when they was younger, and it showed that, hey, if your woman leaves, go kill her or something like that. And it sticks in their head, like the songs and all that. And people say, oh, that don't work. That ain't true. You know, music and stuff is different nowadays. You know, violence is in so much different. It's on the TV. It's in the music. It's in it's in everywhere. It's in the grocery stores. It's in the school house.
Yeah.
And we used to have a safe zone, you know, back when we was younger, and we knew not to disrespect an older person, you know. If they do something, you just had to go back and let your dad or your mom handle it, because if you get in it, they going to get you for being disrespectful for them as well. You know, they can do something wrong to you, you know, to a certain extent, and you don't cuss them out. But these kids will cuss you out at 1 year of age, man, and you try to tell them, hey, get out of the street. You know, they'll throw a sign at you and probably pull a pistol on you. You just telling them to get out of the street to try to save their life, you know?
Right.
So it's a different breed. It's a whole different breed. Like kids say, I think they broke them before that, and that's just an excuse that they use. That's just a broken kid, you know?
Mm. Well, all right. Then it was a little discussion. I'm finna get out of here if anybody else got it. I appreciate y'all for participating, and I hope somebody got somebody out of that because it was some wisdom in that. So if anybody got nothing, we hope Brother D, if Brother D stopped coming on here and talking, he'd get better. But that's my man, though. If he hit the one, but I got to open him up. But he's hard-headed. He wasn't earning. But, kid, appreciate it. Gina, keep appreciating it. And Brother Fan and Brother D, you know, I already know the deal. I ain't got to send them to y'all. It's routine.
No problem.
So, all right. Well, with that being said, y'all have a good one. If anything come up, don't forget, we'll be down in Steele, Alabama, D&D race, the Rumble in the Jungle. Y'all have a great day. God bless everybody.
Thank you.